Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christian Song Smorgasbord. The Christian Song Smorgasbord presents Lamplighter Theater.
Hello, everybody. I am Roy Lee the Fourth with the Christian Song Smorgasbord. I am back after a fabulous week of vacation. And I'd like to give a special thank you to JD the Music Man for filling in for me last week. I appreciate that. And if you would ever like to contact us, our phone number is 25250-MY-CSS. 25250-MY-CSS. You can leave a message, or you can also text that number to let us know how we are doing. Or you can also email us at studio@radiocss.com, studio@radiocss.com. And as the announcement said, we are playing Lamplighter Theater and the fourth episode of Charlie's Choice. So without any further ado, let's go to Charlie's Choice. Hope you enjoy.
Well, hello there. It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here at Lamplighter Theatre. On our last visit...
I know there's a town on the other side of the lake. See the lights? That family?
Today's the day we should sail.
I don't know, Charlie. Look at those clouds overhead. Did Sir Philip give you permission?
Well, Grandfather and Aunt Anne went out in the carriage early this morning, and they won't be back all day. I did not think of asking him before he left, but I'm sure he'd let us go. We've rowed many times in the summer.
Yes, but we had a sail to use in case we got tired. And I do not think we ought to put the sail up in this weather.
Well, then we'll row there and back. Come on, Sam. We're both bigger and stronger than we were last year.
But the island you're pointing out is farther than the one we went to before.
Oh, not by much. Come, the tide is just right now. You know when it is high, the ruins will be half underwater. We may not get another opportunity this winter.
Promise me, if the sea gets difficult, we'll turn around immediately.
You have my word. I'd never do anything to put you in danger. Oh, this is amazing, Sam. Look at this old room. It must be where they held services.
Yes, you can still see the place where the cross hung.
Look at this. The steps keep going up. I think it leads to a lookout tower.
I'm coming right behind you.
We're adventurers. The first human feet on these ruins in probably a century.
Do you really think it's been that long?
Amazing. You can see for miles up here. Look, there's the point.
Yes, but look at the clouds behind you. Have you ever seen such a dark sky?
A storm is coming for sure. We need to get back to the boat.
And hurry. Let's go.
Richard, do you think they received the letter about Charlie yet?
Oh, not yet. But soon, darling.
Mother! Father! Close the door quickly, Rosa. The rain is starting.
Looks like it'll be quite a storm.
But look! A letter from Charlie. It just came.
Oh, open it.
Read it to us.
Oh.
Dear Rosa, we are spending the winter months on the shore in Devonshire.
Oh, no. That means they won't receive our letter until they return to Cranfield Estate.
Oh, don't worry. They'll receive it soon. Go on, Rosa.
We are having a splendid time, although I still miss you and everyone terribly. Sam has come with us, which makes it all very bearable. I spoke with him earlier today about Mama and Aunt Anne. My prayer is that something would bring them together again. Something would soften Grandfather's heart and allow the family to be together as a family should. I've learnt that, being away, how very important family is.
Well.
And I appreciate your love for me all the more. Your loving brother, always, Charlie.
We need him home.
Yes.
Mr. Charlie, we must keep going.
It's no use. We're not making any progress.
Should we go back to the island and wait it out?
We'd be worse off than we are now. See how the waves are already dashing over the rocks? With this wind, they'll soon overtake the whole island.
Our best option is to make for the other island. It's larger. We could land there and wait for the storm to blow over.
Yes. These waves will dash us to pieces on the rocks if we let the current carry us much further.
Aye, aye, Captain.
And now's the time. More than ever, Sam, but we call on our true captain.
We are his in life or death.
This storm came very quickly.
It did. Thankfully, we're close to home. We'll be inside before it gets worse.
Look at those white caps on the sea. I hope no fishermen are out still.
They'd have been foolish to go out today. Charlie's probably watching it from the drawing room window. He does love storms.
Now, why are all the servants down by the shore?
What do you mean?
Oh, look.
Oh, whatever are they doing? They're getting drenched.
Look, stay inside the coach. I'll see. Driver! Stop by the crowd at the shore.
Aye, sir.
Whoa! What goes on here? Who's keeping watch of the house?
Oh, forgive us, Sir Philip. Master Charles is out there on his boat.
No.
Oh! Who let him do such a thing?
He asked no one, madam. I assure you. He left with Sam.
Sam? Are you certain he took it out? I don't see a sign of any boat.
Look between the islands, sir. You can catch a glimpse between the waves.
Oh, yes, I see. And the boat is certain to overturn shortly.
They've been to Ruin Rock. We think that they're making now for the other island. But the wind is too strong for them.
Then send them help immediately. Launch the other boat. Cowards! Oh, I'll go myself.
The men have thought of that. But the other boat has been sent away for repairs.
Father, what are we going to do?
Oh. I can't row anymore.
We must, Sam. We have to keep going.
But we're only getting farther from the island. And soon the wind will carry us into the rocks.
We need to put up the sail. We'll tack it against the wind, and then it'll carry us towards the island.
But it could cause the boat to flip over.
Well, better than being smashed against the cliffs. Put it up.
Coming round. Grab the rope.
Help me hoist it up.
Yes!
What are they doing?
Raising the sail. He's tacking it.
I can't bear to watch.
It's their only hope. Come on, Charles.
He caught the wind. It's working.
Good boy. He's heading toward the main island. The wind is changing, sir. It's too strong.
No. It's carrying him past the island. He's going out to sea. Father, do something.
Unhitch the horse and give him the reins. Hurry!
Father, where are you?
The Coast Guard. Hurry, man!
But yes, sir. Now, do you
want... Oh, out of my way! Look closely. They must be out there.
There is nothing. My men have gone up Scrag's Head and down to the bluff a dozen times. We would have seen something if the boat was still intact.
Still intact? We should see them shortly. They couldn't have even gone out to sea yet.
Sir Philip!
Waste no more time talking, man. Send the men again. And again. You find my grandson.
No! We see something! Come quickly!
You're listening to Lamplighter Theatre. Come visit us at lamplighter.net.
If you're enjoying Lamplighter Theater, you'll love Lamplighter Books, because each of these exciting radio dramas began as a Lamplighter book. Open a Lamplighter book and you'll go back in time to rediscover values that transcend time itself. Honor, sacrifice, courage. Along the way, you'll discover adventure.
Watch out!
mystery and drama. You'll fall in love with characters who come alive on the page and in your heart. Each Lamplighter book is beautifully bound, hardcover and embossed in gold, a treasure to pass on for future generations. So if you're enjoying the radio drama, wait till you read the book. See for yourself. Log on to Lamplighter.net. Lamplighter.net. Lamplighter. Building character, one story at a time.
You're listening to the Christian Song Smorgasbord presenting Lamplighter Theater.
Welcome back to Lamplighter Theater.
Madam, would you care for some tea? Or something to eat? You must be hungry.
No. No, nothing. Are you certain the candles are in every window?
Yes, we've kept them lit. Anyone out at sea would see the house clearly.
Make sure none go out, not one. Are you certain we've received no news? Father would surely have sent word by now.
We've heard nothing. But as soon as we do hear, I will give you immediate notice. Surely I can get you something.
Do you recall, Mrs. Plint, all the winter evenings we sat in this room, the four of us? Yourself, Charles, Marion and I, playing games and reading stories.
Yes, madam. Those were very good times.
Marion would read stories of ships at sea. Big ships, caught in storms and tossed in angry oceans. And we'd look out of the window and pretend we could see those ships.
Charles would be very excited, and you would be nervous. Sometimes so much you'd cover your ears and close your eyes while Marion read.
Yes. I still have those books.
Sir Philip has returned.
Father, where's Charlie? Do you have Charlie?
No.
Then they're still looking. They surely have men out searching. Don't look that way, Father. Please. Don't look that way. No. Don't look that way.
Mrs. Plint, please help Anne to her room.
Certainly, Sir Philip.
No. He's out there. Go and look for him.
We found pieces of the boat shattered on the rock.
They could. Charlie can...
No. He's gone. Charlie's gone.
Father?
You will go after breakfast and tell them all that has happened.
Mrs. Plint, have the driver prepare the carriage.
Yes, indeed, madam.
And you will bring them back with you, if they will come.
All of them?
All of them, including Richard.
Oh.
As I was at fault for the death of my son, I'm also at fault for the death of my grandson.
It was not your fault. There was nothing you could do.
I was his father. Please, Anne, beg Marion to bring herself and her children and her husband. Do not allow me to cause more grief than I already have.
Driver, go on and water the horses. I'm not certain how long I will be.
My toy.
Yes.
Sorry.
Hello, children.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, that is a lovely dress.
Thank you. What is your name, child?
I am Rosa Digby, and this is my brother, Frank.
Nice to meet you, Mum. I'm here to see your mother. My name is Anne Carston.
She will be delighted to see you. We love guests. And then you will be able to meet my other brothers as well.
I should like to.
I have three brothers, but you will not be able to meet my brother Charlie. He's away.
Yes.
But I know he'll be back soon. Every day I pray he'll return. You see, I love all my brothers. But he is the most dear. Mama, there's someone here.
Oh, I'm sorry. What may I... Anne.
Marion. Yes, it is I.
Oh, Anne. My dear sister. You received the letter. Did you bring Charlie with you? Where is he?
Charlie, you know where our brother is.
I'm sorry. Dear Marion, I'm so sorry.
What? Is he lost? Is he hurt? Is he ill? Is he... Where is he?
Forgive me.
Forgive me. But I cannot go to see him. I must go to my boy. I must see him again.
You cannot, Marion. Not in this life. I would give the world to bring him back to you.
Oh. It breaks my heart.
Not Charlie. No. Please, say it isn't so. Mama, say it isn't so.
I loved your boy, Marion. I did. He was my darling as well.
No. No. This cannot be. No.
This is Lamplighter Theatre at lamplighter.net. Welcome back to Lamplighter Theatre.
Well, is lunch nearly ready, Marion?
Yes. Mrs. Flint said we'll be having a picnic down by the creek today.
Oh, children will enjoy that. Is Rosa out riding on Lucy?
Yes, and she's doing remarkably well. Father said she's already jumping her like a professional. Well,
of course, she's been practicing in her mind for years.
That is indeed true.
Are you happy here, darling? There's been so much grief in these last few years. All I long for is your contentment. How have these last few months been for you?
I am happy. I truly am. I think of our children that are gone every day. But I also rejoice that I now have a sister and father again. A gift I never thought would be returned to me.
And that's what Charlie wanted.
Yes. But it's sad that it took his life to bring redemption to mine. And there have been other things for which I am so very grateful. There was a time when I thought I might lose you. Or that you would be blind forever.
I know. You were always so strong for me.
I don't know how much longer I would have lasted. If Anne hadn't sent her physician for me...
And moving us into this beautiful home was no small gesture either. Her heart for you certainly changed once you...
Yes. Once she had my Charlie.
Marion, you must come in and try this cake Mrs. Flint made. It's divine.
I can't pass up an invitation for cake.
Where's Father?
He went for a stroll with Frank. I believe they went towards the orchard.
Do you see in the trees there, Frank? That's where Charlie and Sam built their tree fort.
Oh.
You can still see it.
I need to go up there and fix it. Charlie taught me how to hammer nails when I could barely hold a hammer.
He taught me a few things, too.
Like what?
Well, things he never intended to teach me, I suppose. About compassion and acceptance. You see, when I invited Charlie to live here with me, I wanted to make him into a certain type of boy. Into a strong, independent Malvoisin. I'm afraid I did the same thing with my own Charles.
What happened to Uncle Charles? I know he died, but how?
Oh, it's a long story.
I've plenty of time.
Oh, I don't. Well, I suppose it should be told. Charles was in town late in the evening, running an errand for me, actually. He saw an old beggar woman being robbed at knife point by two thieves. He tried to protect her by fighting off the thieves, but he was no match for their knives.
So he died a hero?
I didn't think of it like that, at least at the time. I was angry at the underclass for killing my son, believing that the common folk were somehow at fault.
Is that why you didn't want Mama to marry Papa?
I thought for certain that in those common neighborhoods she'd be robbed or killed, and that a man who was born into poverty couldn't provide or protect his family adequately. And it was I who failed to protect them.
No one rides this ship for free. Go on, get to it.
Yes, sir.
I want to see these boats shine like they never have before. We have quite the cargo coming on board.
Hi, Captain. But one question, sir.
Huh? What do you have to say?
How much longer until we reach land? I'm anxious to arrive in Africa so we can quickly turn around and return to England.
You're anxious, are you? Well, you ought to be grateful I stopped to pick you up at all. Landlubbers float on a thin piece of plank. Belt the mastic pressure to get back to work!
Yes, Captain. My grandfather used to think I needed to learn manners.
He's probably not the ideal guest for tea time. But, Charlie, in all earnestness, you must do your best to earn the Captain's favour.
We could be killed at his command. Being on this ship ranks right up there with death. It feels like we've been on board for years.
Actually, it's been 9 months, 1 week and 4 days.
It is a most miserable place.
The captain is correct in saying that we ought to be grateful. Our prayers were answered when we saw the ship coming towards us. It's a miracle they saw us waving him down in the falling light.
I do understand it's an answer to prayer. And I will try to be grateful. Can't be too much longer.
Charlie, wake up.
What is it, Sam?
I just overheard a conversation between the captain and his first mate.
Can't this wait until tomorrow?
No, Charlie. You must listen closely. The captain's deceived us. This isn't a merchant ship. It's a slave ship.
A slave ship? No, you must have misheard him.
I'm as sure of it as I'm sure that I'm standing here now. We're on our way to Africa to capture slaves and take them to South America.
South America?
It was a moving service today, and I do love those hymns that we sang. Don't you agree, Rosa?
Yes, Aunt Anne, it was very moving.
Rosa wouldn't know. She had her head turned nearly the entire church service.
That's not true.
It is indeed. You're watching a young man sitting across the aisle from you.
I may have glanced his way, but I've no interest.
Then aren't you interested that he asked about you?
He did?
I'd tell you, but I'd hate to bore you.
Frank!
Pardon me, my lady.
Oh, hello. We were just talking about...
Hello!
I hesitate to interrupt, but I'd hope to make your acquaintance. My name is Alfred.
I'm Rosa.
Beautiful name.
How kind of you to say.
I think I might be ill.
There you are, Captain. Our first 24 slaves.
Oh, fine, Hurley. Now, keep watch. Especially over our rowboat boys here.
We'll cause no trouble, Captain.
I should dare hope not. For you would pay dearly for it.
Everyone get up on deck for grub and grog! Come on, men, look lively there. Get
we ought ought to go up too.
Charlie, do you hear that? Has there ever been a sound so terrible? These people are crying for their families, children for their mothers, fathers for their sons and daughters.
I was taken from my family, but at least I had a choice in it. This is truly injustice, and I cannot go along with it.
I fear we must, for a time. The captain distrusts us as it is. He cannot know that we oppose the very thing he hopes will make him rich.
Do you think we could help the slaves escape?
I don't think so.
Hursley!
It's lucky I decided to stick close by. What do I find? Two conniving fools. Don't waste your breath now. I've already heard enough to keep the captain's interest.
You've been listening to Charlie's Choice, selected from the Lamplighter Family Collection of Rare Books. Stay with us for a look at our next visit on Lamplighter Theatre. For your own copy of the book, or the complete, unabridged version of this audio drama, visit us online at lamplighter.net or call 1-888-246-7735. And now, here's a look ahead at our next time together on Lamplighter Theatre.
We have renegades on board?
Aye, Captain.
Is this the way they treat a man who saved their lives?
He reminds me of Charlie in so many ways.
But, Charlie, think. This may be our one opportunity to escape.
Ready? Aim!
I'm your host, John Rhys Davies. We've enjoyed our visit with you. Come back soon. You're always welcome here at Lamplighter Theatre.
Hello, everybody. I'm Roy Lee IV, and that was Charlie's Choice, Episode 4 in that series, produced by Lamplighter Theatre. And if you would like to contact us, our information is 25250-MY-CSS. That is our phone line. You can text that number, or you can call and leave a message. Once again, that is 25250-69277. And also, you can give us an email, send us an email at studio@radiocss.com. And be sure to check out the Weekend Musings Showcase this Saturday with JD the Music Man. Go to our website, dcssonline.net, to find your time schedule. You have been listening to the Christian Song Smorgasbord, bringing you Lamplighter Theatre with the fourth episode of Charlie's Choice. I'm Roy the Fourth, and saying till next time, good night.